I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Danny, before we hit the phones, 800-636-1067 for the folks that want to hop in. Let's dive into this. Why'd they lose? Three turnovers or the defensive performance?
Defensive performance. They had a fourth quarter lead that turned out to be a two-possession lead. What I mean by that is they were down, they were up eight, but Chicago, because Caleb Williams didn't see the wide-open guy the play was designed to go to, missed the two-point conversion. So you still required them to go get another drive and another score, and they had no answer for it. They couldn't stop it. When you took a lead, finally for the first time in this game, you come clawing back. The offense did that. This was the casual, effortless DeAndre Swift sort of jog down the sideline situation for a give-up easy touchdown, where the offense had a bad afternoon or evening. They absolutely did. God forbid they do anything wrong at any point in time, and you can't bail them out once at any point in time. You had a fourth-quarter lead that took multiple scoring drives against you, and there was so little resistance. To me, it's emblematic. The bad tackling, the fact that guys are so open, the run after the catch, the run defense was atrocious all night long. Washington outpossessed Chicago, even with all the turnovers, had the ball for longer, so don't give me the tired excuse. They lost this game. I understand the offense didn't do its job to the same degree. You still manage mid-20s points. If Matt Gay makes a field goal, which is an offense, I mean, that's special teams, you score 28 in the game, that should be plenty to beat a team like Chicago, but it wasn't.
Yeah, so they did plenty of good on offense. I actually said earlier today, I know it was two bad turnovers, so I'm not pretending like Jaden Daniels was incredible, but I liked his performance overall. I thought it was a B-plus kind of outing, and it would have been an A-plus without the turnovers that pull it down. Maybe you'd have to say it's a C because of the fumble that cost you the game and the interception. But all plays are not created equal, and the two really bad ones outweigh a lot of really good ones. I'm understanding of that. They lost this game because of the turnovers, though. And I don't even think it's particularly close. I mean, when you look at their defensive outing, Danny, if I was to have told you going in they got to score 25 against this Bears defense, I will take that every single time. You got to be able to score more than 25. And if you don't wait until a quarter and a half into the game to start the scoring, when you get four quarters instead of two and a half, it's a lot easier to go get 25 points. You know, the penalties they committed, a factor in that, right? Some of the other things that they did where they bogged down and they have to settle for 50-plus yard field goals are a factor in that, obviously. But of the 25 points that Chicago scored, nine of those, so three field goals, three of their scoring drives, came on drives of 35 or fewer yards. Some of that is short field stuff after takeaways. If I give up 35 yards, and I know in today's NFL, if I'm starting at the 30, as a general rule, that gets you to the 45. Now you're talking about a 62-yard field goal. 35 yards gets you to the fringe of field goal range anyway, but on shorter fields with takeaways, which is what happened, now 35 yards gets me points, and that's what happened last night because your offense hurt your defense. So I actually thought this was grading on the curve of knowing what the offense is, knowing what the defense is, knowing how they have to win and what they need to be. This was on the offense. And by the way, they got the ball back multiple times at the end of the game and did nothing with it. They went five plays, 6 yards, and punted. That was a killer. 7:57 to go when they lost the football. I think they got it back with 10:26 to go, remember, in the fourth quarter. You got a chance to go win the football game, and you go five plays, 6 yards, and with 15 yards of penalties, and you have to punt the ball. And then they get the ball back at the very end of the game after a punt with 6:02 to go, and they run some clock down to 3:07, and that was the Jaden Daniels fumble, which no one play cost you a game, but that was the direct correlation to the Bears winning it. Then you have an interception that takes three off the board at minimum, should have been seven because Debo's open in the end zone. Then you have the Bill fumble around midfield as well. So a team that turned the ball over three times all season, turning it over three times last night, that's why you lost.
I hear all that. Not telling you it was good. The defense got bailed out again by that weird play, the penalty call on the left tackle where he's just lining up like every left tackle always does. That was another touchdown they gave up that gets off the board. They've been bailed out, luckily, two straight weeks. Huge gains against the Chargers by procedure penalties against the team with makeshift offensive lines. Yeah, this group can't stop anybody. So to me, the offense needs to be, that's the better of the two units, needs to be allowed some grace at times for bad moments. And there certainly were bad moments. You touched on it. When they get a roughing the passer penalty to get the ball, I think it was the 39-yard line of Chicago, go backwards and don't get anything out of that drive, which was just infuriating. The offense wasn't great last night. I totally understand that. But, again, you got a fourth-quarter lead. You're up, and it's not you're not up by a point. You're up by a touchdown and a two-point conversion. Your offense needs you one time to do something, and you couldn't do it. So I understand your point. I think I don't disagree with any of it. It's a matter of how you see the water in the glass.
Yeah. I think that this is why it's a fun conversation. This is why it's a fun debate. I don't know that either is going to be wrong. You talk about needing kind of help that one time. I would say that about the entire first, 20 minutes of football. Like, the defense holds to a field goal, and is kind of bowing as best they can. And you're just kind of looking, you're in a fight for your life, and you're turning over your shoulder going, where's the reinforcements here? Well, where is my offense? And it's before you look up, it's 13-0. You played a quarter and a half. All right, let's hit the phones. 800-636-1067 if you want to hop in. More responsible for the loss. Three turnovers offensively, two from Daniels, one for Bill, who's joining us at 5 today, or the defensive performance. Let's go to Al in Hyattsville to get started on Grant and Danny. What's up, Al? How are you?
Hey, what's up, boys? How y'all doing?
Hey, man.
Good, good. It was the turnovers. Okay. At a minimum, we have 9 points that wasn't put on the board from just being able to get field goals because of three turnovers that were lost. At a maximum, you had 21 points that you could have put on additional on the board, not to mention the extra field goal that was missed, which was in another 3 points. So it was the turnovers. Had we not turned the ball over, the game was over. That's simple.
Very simple. Yeah. I mean, if you don't fumble at the end of the game, you either kick a field goal and they've got to go the length of the field in the rain, which they had done one time all night, and you just count on a Caleb Williams or a Bears mistake, and there were plenty of those. Or you keep the ball in your possession until the game's over. I mean, so the very direct last few minutes is like a very obvious the turnover cost them. But obviously there's a lot of other football plays and a lot of other context we can provide. Let's go to Chris in Hyattsville on G&D. Who are you blaming, the defensive performance or the three takeaways?
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm definitely blaming the offense and the turnovers, as boring as that sounds. It's the most obvious thing. I think the defense played well. They got some stops when they needed, not to mention a blocked field goal. Caleb Williams was very underwhelming, as Troy Aikman pointed out. But to me, what's obvious is the roster as it's currently constructed offensively does not have enough dynamic playmakers. And it's all on Jaden's shoulders. He's got to throw with pinpoint accuracy, drop the ball in the bucket. There, you know, aside from Debo occasionally, there's nobody who can break one. And Zach Ertz continues to be a main focal point of the offense. The guy is a fall and catch tight end right now. I don't know why Ben Sennett, a second-round pick, has been relegated to blocking duty. Why can't we incorporate him? We've seen what's happened when we give the ball to McCaffrey. Get your young players involved. I think Kingsbury is lacking a little bit of inspiration right now.
Well, I think there's something to – Chris, appreciate you as always. There's something to that, Grant. There's nothing dynamic happening. And if and when McLaurin comes back and if Noah Brown's healthy for more than an hour, okay, maybe there's something different there, although Noah Brown's not terribly explosive. But it may be time to start passing the torch a little bit. Now, Zach Ertz is still very useful. And he's got a place for me. Goal line, he was so good scoring that touchdown.
Third down last night, yeah.
Yeah, you know, doing his normal routine. But there's nothing dynamic about anything they do. If Debo Samuel's not fully armed and operational, I think he was actually more bothered, it sounds like, maybe than you do by that heel. And I give Chicago some credit, too, for taking
him away.
I think
that's probably fair. But I don't disagree with that.
But to me, there was nobody explosive at all last night. And I guess you could put Jeremy McNichols taking a check down for a first down for the second straight week. And you know, but I'm not talking about that level. I'm talking about what you saw from DeAndre Swift.
Well, who scared you?
Yeah, nobody.
Who scared you last night?
Yeah, nobody.
The Bears.
Nobody.
I mean, you took Debo away, and they had nothing else, right? Luke on a schemed-up play scores a long touchdown. Jalen Lane, great twitchy play. That's kind of what we're talking about, but you don't see a lot of it. I don't think they give him enough opportunities. But that gets to your point of passing the torch. Like, I know they're rolling with who they trust right now, and it's clearly Chris Moore over, say, Jalen Lane. It's Luke McCaffrey over Jalen Lane.
Well, that little stutter go, to me, said, Jalen Lane, you deserve more targets.
Right. I mean, the guy did it all camp. Like, at some point, you got to give guys opportunities. I agree with the point at tight end, too. I'm not going to play Ertz less, but you can't get Sinnott a touch in the open field. I mean, this guy's entire game in college was his after-the-catch ability. His Chris Cooley-like balance and body lean where he's able to run through tackles and stay up. The one time we've ever seen him rumble in space was in the preseason against the Jets. He's dragging dudes for 20 yards last August, a year ago. You can't find a way to involve him in the passing game at all. And while I thought Ertz was really good last night, he does a lot of those things that frankly aren't appreciated that much really, really well. There were also one specific player I remember with like a long developing, like he has to get to like 15 yards and bend it in, and you're waiting. You could just see Jaden like, come on, man. Come on,
come
man.
On,
come
buddy.
On, man. Like, whenever you're ready, whenever you're ready. So I think there's some truth to that. Like, they're right in their love and infatuation with Ertz because he does a lot of that stuff that they need on third down and red zone, and you saw it last night with six grabs. But I think someone like Chris is right, too, when he's going, they got to get a little more explosiveness out of that position. Let's go to B, who's in D.C., on G&D. What's up, B? How are you?
Hey, what's up, fellas? And I know this is a hard day for everybody. It was hard for me because I fell asleep in the fourth quarter, and I had to wake up and see that we took the L. But, what a lot of people forgot is that the NFL changed the rules so there can be more explosive plays, so there can be more touchdowns, more receivers breaking long passes, running backs, whatever. They don't want to see 17 to 14, 9 to 13. So I'm not putting a lot of pressure on the defense. The defense, they did pretty good yesterday. The offense, the turnovers. You can't have turnovers. That's like starting back at square one. The first turnover, Jaden Daniels would have hit Debo Samuels. The momentum would have just been with us the whole game. But the turnovers is what I think killed us. And another thing is we got to start starting off fast. We coming out the gate real slow. There's no urgency out there. So I think we need to get that together. And one more thing on the stadium, guys. Only time I've been to the stadium over RFK was I went to go see Howard play Hampton. I never been to FedEx. I don't like going to games in the weather. So if they build a dome, I'm definitely going to be going there. Thanks, fellas.
That's good
appreciate
to hear.
You, dude, yeah.
On the slow starts, down 14-0 to Green Bay, 17-7 to Atlanta, 10-0 to the Chargers, 13-0 to the Bears, and lethargic early against the Giants. It's a no-brainer. It's easy. And it's true. They got to start faster. They just haven't done it. What about his other point, though, about basically when the turnovers came? Because that's kind of what I'm basing my answer on, that the turnovers were a bigger problem last night than the defense, which is to say the Daniels interception is on a should-be touchdown, and then the fumble is when you're putting the game away to give the Bears the ball a couple of runs from field goal range. Just the size, the magnitude of these self-inflicted wounds.
Yeah, I mean, not a great analogy, but you think of the tie game where the guy misses the free throw, and everybody's like, oh my God, the free throw. You don't remember the first quarter when, you know, somebody blew a defensive switch and there was a backdoor layup, or you don't remember, you know, a million other plays that led you to that moment. But yeah, I mean, those were so glaring and obvious. If you don't fumble there, and especially the last one, you win the game, probably in all likelihood. So it's very easy for me to say, like you're talking about, yeah, the timing of that one, that was pretty killer. Like, you've got the football up three, your win probability was really a really big number, and then you turned it over, and then it became a really small number.
And I also just think, like, you had given up 22 points to the Bears going into the final seconds of that football game. So I just think that's a winning effort for the most part, off of a bye against the offense with one of the top designers in the league, and you knew he was going to scheme you up a little bit. And if you're sitting at 22 points in the waning seconds when six of those points at that juncture had been on really short drives, and I think 13 total points off of the shorter fields with takeaways, like, I'll take that defensive performance in terms of scoring defense almost every week.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, The Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.